traveler, please, come and aid me. I'm in need of assistance. Please, come, help me. I've had a terrible fall from heights unfathomable to your mortal mind. Oh, bless your soul. Thank you so much, kind child. When you lift me, you might notice that I'm as light as a feather. Don't fret. I'm not of this world. I'm an angel. Why am I here, you ask? I'm here to do the Lord's bidding and spread peace amongst your world. Though I seem to need some practice landing on this plane. As you can see, I've damaged my body a little. Though a night's rest will do me well. Stay with you. For the night, are you sure? I can find elsewhere. Oh, you insist. Thank you so much for your kindness. I must say that I never expected such beauty to exist within your world. I'm dumbfounded. I also never expected to find someone such as yourself, gentle and caring. A good soul. You're kind of rare. You must be cherished and loved by your family, surely. You have none. You're on your own. I'm so sorry to hear that, but I honestly believe that you will find love soon. What a lovely abode. It's very cozy, truly a home. Would you guide me somewhere so that I can rest? Thank you. Thank you so much. Would you mind if I rest now? The sooner I'm healed, the sooner I can continue with my task. Hello, mortal. What causes you to disturb my rest? A cup of tea, oh how charming. Humans do have a way with hospitality. You've noticed my change? Am I a fearful creature to you now? Shrouded in darkness? You cannot see my light. Well, I have some truths to tell you. I lied. I am an angel of the Lord, or I was. I fell, or more truthfully, I was pushed. Heaven has very strict rules about mass seduction. I was a harlot. An angel becoming a harlot, can you imagine? It's not my fault that from my creation, my true purpose was to instill pleasure in others. I can't help myself. Making men kneel before me, having them pleasure me as I rule over them is the ultimate achievement that I have ever found. Being covered in the seed of men that you have seduced and cracked is pure bliss. There is nothing better than cracking an angel and making him come for you, making him submit to you. But of course, the Lord is the only creature that angels are supposed to submit to. So, I was exiled. I fell because of an almighty superiority complex. What is this that I see protruding? Are you aroused? Aroused to have such a creature as myself in your home? You expect me to pleasure you? You understand that I have experienced the cocks of angels. Yet here you are, a mortal man. Thinking that you can submit to me, that you can pleasure me. beg me, and I may consider. Beg me. You know that your cock is worthless compared to what I have had, so tell me that. Convince me that you're worth a second of my time. Speak up. Even with my senses, I cannot hear you. Pathetic. Cease. That was appalling, but I guess I will oblige. You may learn something. Sit on the bed. Sit here. Good boy. Now, spread your legs for me. I'm going to suck your cock. And you understand that it will be the best experience of your life. Don't you? Good boy. Now, I'm going to grasp your cock. Ooh. It's bigger than I imagined. You're a lucky boy, aren't you? Now, let yourself go as you experience my mouth around your cock, milking you. Did you enjoy that, my toy? Good. Now, I'm going to bend over in front of you. You're going to fuck my ass. Do you understand? Lube. My saliva will serve that purpose. I'm not finished with you yet. You knew what you were getting yourself into, fuck toy. There it is. Your cock is ready again. Good boy. Now, finally, I want you to fuck my pussy. It will be the most heavenly thing that you will ever experience. Do you understand? Good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, for a mortal, you know what you're doing. You want to cuddle? Honestly? No. I must leave. I have other worlds to explore. Other men to fuck. Though, I do believe that I may remember you, mortal. You exceeded my expectations. Now, I bid you farewell.